and that's the plan, and the starry skies above. Don't fetch me, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fetch me, let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Turn me loose, let me saddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my guides, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the rest commences. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in.
If you want to complain about a program broadcast on 104.6 Planet FM, you may do so within 20 working days from the day after the program was broadcast. You must be specific about the program name, the day and time it was broadcast, and which of the codes of broadcasting practice you believe has been breached. For more information about how to make a formal complaint, go to bsa.govt.nz or write to Broadcasting Standards Authority, PO Box 9213 Wellington. Or you can phone us here at Planet FM on 815 8600, write to us at PO Box 440215, Point Chevalier, Auckland 1246, or email us info@planetaudio.org.nz.
Dark ages. trail back to you again. A man burning at both ends. A dangerous thing to know about. No painless way to put me out. You either make a bed that's cold, you're walking barefoot over coals. I regret the things I've done. Bitter words, fiery tongues and letters turn to smoke and then turn to winds. A man burning at both ends. Dangerous thing to know about. A painless way to put me out. You either make a bed that's cold. Walking barefoot over coals. We ran barefoot through the reeds, wetted down with the knee. The tide was high, getting higher. Could not put out, man on fire. Look, 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 look down your street for me. Look, 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 look up in your window, please. See a light where before no light had been. A man burning at both ends. See a light where before no light had been. A man burning at both ends.
Hi, good evening. How you doing? I can't understand this sadness, yeah. Sorrow's rolling in from where's unclear. But I know there's a reason for all these blues. So I'm off to find the words we never used. Yes, I know you've been heard by words I said, but more by the times I had turned my head, for the willow of your smile is showing through. You're aching for the words we never and turn in the face of what is real. Well, now love's made an offer we can refuse. So let's try for the words we the word.
ours, the institute of marriage, as we have always known it, between a male and female, is under attack. Attack by the homosexual. How would this affect you? What would gay marriage look like?
Well, it looks just as good as anyone else's, actually. And you can learn why by listening to This Way Out here on Planet FM 104.6 at 10 minutes to midday every Saturday.
Do you like the music of yesteryear? Join me, Albert Chan, Sunday nights from 7:10 for Vinyl Revival right here on Planet FM. You can also listen online, planetaudio.org.nz/vinyl revival.
Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. One, two. You need to pick your Afro daddy because it's flat on one side. You need to pick your Afro daddy because it's flat on one side. What are you waiting on? Dun, dun. Well, if you don't pick your Afro, you're gonna have one side high. Well, you said you was gonna take me to see Wu-Tang, baby. So I braided my hair. Yes, you did. Yeah. Said you was gonna take me to see Wu-Tang, baby. So I braided my hair. Yes, I did. Cornrowed and everything, baby. Well, you changed your mind and said we wouldn't go in. But my mama saw you there. Yes, she did. Check this out. One time. Well, I be blowing up your pager, daddy. But you never call me back. Well, I be putting in that 1-1, baby. But you never call me back. No, no. See, if you don't know how to use that pager, daddy, I'm gonna take that home.
It was very still and lonely now beside the river. If any human had been here this hour, he would have remarked the strangeness of this winter's night, would have sensed perhaps the pulsing loneliness of this thing created of night and snow and loneliness. But he could not have felt the wonder and beauty without wishing to somehow arrest and make fast and secure the part of himself that would feel drawn to the something here. If you have watched a bird flying away in the dusk over your head on the mission birds have at this evening time, you will better understand how anyone in the night beside this river would feel hurt and frightened at being only what he was. He would feel only the sense of his corporal presence and would surely realize it insufficient to the knowledge needed to become a part of this thing of night and loneliness. He would have been a liver in cities, the definite little men who live in little cities built to a giant's plan. I would not speak of that. We are not snakes to crawl from out that which we are into, what we cannot ever be. I am trying to say that the loneliness and desperate wisdom of the river this winter night would be an act and an achievement, not needing the presence of any human to call it into being. I spoke of the bird because I myself could not visualize the river in its impersonal life tonight, and I wish to set up something that you, as well as I, could understand, hoping in that way to find courage to go on to the saying of the thing that the river is. I thought to say it so you would understand, but I cannot. What I have to say has little to do with what the river is under its snow and ice tonight. I want to tell you of the death today of someone I love. After thinking of many ways in which it might be beautifully told, I finally decided to tell it in this way. You will understand that I do not feel about it in this way, But I have already told you that the mystery of the river is not to be in anything which I may say to you of it. It may be that only one such as myself, who has a direct communication from the river, could understand what there are no words to tell of. I thought of doing it in this way. I would write the history of this river, a history covering one day. Early this morning, I would say, there was a light fall of snow. Later in the day, a thick blanket of snow fell, covering and obscuring all traces of the life which had moved over the ice. And finally, I would go on, toward evening, the snow ceased to fall, and what there was of everything that had been on the river today was now forever gone, ridden under in the stillness and the sleep of the snow. The loneliness I spoke of as being of the river is really mine, and I am trying to push it far enough to make it hers too. I cannot, you must see, do this by any method in the telling of it, but only by concentration of the few hints I have received by thinking of the river and the bird as somehow a message from her. And in the desire to tell this, without losing that sense of kinship with the loneliness of the river and the bird flying to the dusk, I thought of making the footprints in that early morning snow the record of a pilgrimage into the haven of this loneliness. But always I was brought up, leaning on this fabric of the idea, not being able to quite forget the tragic concreteness in the number of footprints coming down to the river's edge and the number of footprints which were made in leaving. That was to have been the history covering one day of the river in the snow. She had brown hair. And I was afraid that in the record of this day I could not, however hard I tried, forget that the footprints had ever been anything other than the symbols which I had made of them. Now, in despair of ever telling this thing as it is to me, I would go to the river tonight and live for myself the story which I cannot tell. But I am afraid. Perhaps this is all empty and untrue. The strange thoughts which I have tried to make clear to you regarding how I feel with her dead are less strange, surely, than the careless gift of the river in taking her in death to be with the dead. I cannot tell you what it is I am trying to say. I want only to tell you that she is dead, and that it is not possible for me to know this in the way I can feel the inhuman beauty of this river which has killed her. It is as though I am become heir to the reasoning of the river and the bird, and I cannot hope to tell you of it. In the morning, there were footprints leading down, but this is not the history of the river covering one day. But I want only to tell you.
I come from Portland, where the river leaving runs. Mills are gone now, the reservoir glints in the sun. And I left Portland to live in sorrow on the run. My
died from taking heroin. My mother takes pills to help her with the grave. In empty churches and in the valley in the people see me having trouble with the drink. Like friends from childhood, I feel my courage slowly sink. There is nothing left to think. And I see young boys peering into burned out cars. Chimes of anger, the children stand outside the bar. The men ignore them, leave them to their empty. Where the river leaving rough, the mills are gone now, the reservoirs glint in the sun.
As well as I can recall, all my seaman buddy could recollect. The girl had told us that she was a niece of Walt Whitman, but not which niece. And it takes a night and a girl and a book of this kind a long, long time to find its way back.
You want me? Should be